Well, we're here with B.J. Finney, one of the more impressive linemen of the week here at the East-West Shrine Game out of Kansas State. What has the week been like for you?
I've been told it's been a good week. Teammates, you know, we've had a lot of fun. We've put in a lot of hard work. Coach Mudd's a great coach. Expects a lot from us and, you know, has some unique styles, and trying to adapt those has been interesting and fun. So it's been a good week.
So we've got some experience with Howard Mudd. He coached for the Eagles for a couple of years. You got any good stories for us?
Well, we adopted the excuse number system in film. So he's like, hey, what happened here? And instead of telling him why, we just tell him a number because he knows why. And so those are probably the extent of the laughing and what's going on. But it's been a great experience. I like Coach Mudd.
So for fans who aren't familiar with you necessarily, give us the scouting report. What do you bring to the table, and what are some things you need to work on?
Well, things I need to work on is I tend to get a little bit high. I tend to quit moving my feet when I get locked up on somebody, so I get to keep moving my feet. I got to quit being a muscle man. I got to be more athletic and just kind of move them where they go. This is all what Coach Mudd's telling me. So, and then when I get out of guard, get my head out of pass blocks and his style of blocking. So you attack him, and then I got to get my head out faster. So that's what he's been telling me. He also tells me that I'm strong, that I'm quick, I have good athleticism, and I attack. I play angry. I'm feisty. That's what he tells me. So, Coach Mutt saying those things, that's all I'm going
to
say.
How much of a mindset thing is that to play angry, you know, especially going out to the second level, the search and destroy stuff? How much of that is really mental?
A lot of it is. You know, you got to keep your body in check. You got to feel great in order to have that mindset. And then you come out and you have a chip on your shoulder. You play that way. That's just something that I always want to do. I want to be the best. I want to play the best. And in order to do that, you have to execute and you have to play to be the best.
And how about the athleticism part of it? For Eagles fans, they'll want to know, you know, can you get to that second level? Do you have the requisite athleticism to be in that kind of offense, you think?
Well, I hold my own. I got to do a good job of getting my technique over there, and that gives me a shot. That gives me the opportunity, and that's all I've ever asked for, is just give me an opportunity. So.
And in terms of versatility, center, guard, you feel comfortable at both?
Absolutely. I started my first game at Kansas State at right guard, got moved to center at halftime. I started all 51 games, the remainder of those, and played right tackle my second half of my last game at Kansas State. So being able to move around and be versatile is a huge thing, and I'm capable of doing that.
Do you have any offensive linemen in the league who you look at as similar players or who you hope to be like?
Honestly, Coach Mudd keeps referring to me as Ryan Lilja. So okay. That's a great compliment, I think. He had 10-plus years in the NFL, so why not try and mold my game after him?
All right, last question real quick. Who's the best player you played this season?
Chucky Hunter from TCU, as far as being a senior, and his counterpart at nose guard, Davion Pearson at TCU. Those guys come off the ball, they play hard, and they just don't stop. They have great motors.
All right, well, BJ, best of luck throughout the draft process. Maybe we'll see you in Philadelphia one day.